Proclamation number 8932 of 12th of February, 1965. God's constant care of love is for his creatures. Nothing is able to stop my will to create. Nothing is able to restrict my power of creation. I will always and forever create and shape. I will always and forever put forth new creations because I find my beatitude in them and my strength does not diminish forever, which has to be active according to law. Since you men still stand under the law of time and space, you will not grasp this in its entire meaning, because a being, which is constantly active, which does not stop to create, must once be at the end according to your terms. But the concept of time completely switches off what you once will also understand. The whole of infinity is filled by me with creations, partly of spiritual, partly of material kind, and all these creations have their purpose to make my spirit world happy and to contribute that their love towards me constantly increases. But as they also constantly serve for the redemption of the creatures which have become apostate to me, whose innumerable likewise substantiate such creations until eternities. But since every creation is always only the expression of my endless love, since every expression of power is in itself the radiation of my original substance and next to me no creative power exists. Since my former light spirit's power is finally broken through Jesus Christ, there will also never ever be a passing away of my creations, as far as they exist spiritually, because earthly worlds can indeed pass away, i.e., change in themselves, once their purpose is fulfilled that they have helped the souls to perfection. But then the love power radiated for it is only changed because it cannot pass away and has again another purpose. But my will to form is inexhaustible and makes me happy to an extent not to be described because again and again love is the source of my original being. My original being drives me to it and it is unlimited. Now you will also understand why I have created beings for myself. You will understand that I desired such because I wanted to share this happiness with them, because I was also urged to make beings, which were shaped like me, equally happy to an inconceivable extent, that I also gave them the power to create and shape and they could use it according to their own will. And all my beings had to be free. They were not allowed to be bound to my will, but I put them out of me freely, that they could be active as isolated from me in free will. And this will conform to mine so that at an exceedingly blissful time passed until the beings partly fell away. The apostasy was only the result of the rejection of my love power, which could only result in the fall into the deep. Because without the influx of love power the being must inevitably harden, because my love power gives life to everything, but without the love power the being decays into the state of death. Since now innumerable beings have fallen and innumerable beings remained with me, also the rescue action of these fallen beings gives cause for creative activity, which is carried out by me as well as by the beings remaining with me in my will, which nevertheless makes us happy and will make us happy still endless times. Because it is about a great aim, about the reaching of the adoption as children of God on earth, which I long for from the very beginning and that is why I did not prevent the fall into the deep. Which I certainly could, but then would have made the will of the beings unfree. And so you must also learn to regard this fall into the abyss as a consequence of free will, but which was not withheld from any of my created beings, otherwise it would not have emerged from me completely. But that my endless love gives up none of these fallen beings, that must also be understandable to you, because there is nothing in the whole universe which would not be the work of my love. Thus nothing can get lost or eternally remain in darkness. For love is stronger than hatred, and the love of all my beings of light would alone be enough to achieve victory over darkness. But I myself pursue every one of my beings into the abyss, and I will also surely one day reach their ascent to the height. Amen.